I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The human liver is the largest organ in the body, weighing nearly 3% of a person's body weight. This essential organ is sometimes referred to as the body's control tower. To talk about liver function and why this organ is so important is Dr. Don Rocky. He's a gastroenterologist and hepatologist and chairman of the Department of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rocky, what's the basic job that the liver does?
The liver has a number of jobs, and I wouldn't say one is more important than the other, but let me give you a couple. So one of the most important things that the liver does is it makes the proteins that your body uses to function. For example, it makes the proteins that build your muscles, makes the proteins that make your skin, it makes the proteins that you use to have hair. The other very important function that the liver has is that it detoxifies exogenous compounds. So when you take a medication or you're exposed to perhaps a toxin, the liver is responsible for clearing that toxin out of your bloodstream.
Is the liver the only internal organ that can regenerate itself?
It is. And the liver has the capability to completely regenerate up to a certain point. Turns out you can remove almost two-thirds of the liver, and that two-thirds will regenerate over time. It usually takes about 2 weeks to completely regenerate. And in fact, that's one of the reasons that we have very effective therapies for patients who have, say, a liver tumor that's isolated, or in patients who we want to do liver transplantation. We can take part of a liver and give it to another person, and that liver will grow back to a normal size and be entirely normal.
What can we do, Dr. Rocky, to take good care of our liver?
It's very important to have a healthy lifestyle. We recommend that they don't take any toxins, alcohol being an important one. They sleep well, they rest, they exercise. All of those normal, healthy living parameters are important for good liver function.
And what about medication?
Yes, the liver is one of the strongest arguments for being careful with medications, especially antibiotics. Many antibiotics are well known to cause what we term drug-induced liver injury, and they can cause severe damage to the liver. So we really should not be taking medications that we don't need. If we need our medication, that's completely fine. But for medications that are unnecessary, they only have the potential to cause harm. And the liver is one of the primary targets.
What about other cautions that we need to keep in mind as far as common ordinary medicines that we might take in the liver?
One of the ones that comes up very often is acetaminophen, otherwise known as Tylenol. Acetaminophen is generally extremely safe for the liver. In fact, even safe in patients who have scarring of the liver. However, we have to be very careful in patients who are drinking alcohol at the same time because that can potentiate the damage that Tylenol could cause.
Any other medicines we need to have caution about?
An area that we're getting into difficulty with are herbal medications, particularly ones where we don't know exactly what is in the herbal medication. And we are seeing more and more what we call drug-induced liver injury from the herbal medication. So my general advice is avoid these unless you're sure you know what you're taking and unless we're confident that they are safe.
Dr. Rocky, thanks for providing this information about the liver.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.